KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies off to the north and northeast. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News. Iowans who raise money for nonprofits and foundations are facing new challenges in the new year as a new federal tax law is raising concerns. Stacy Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, said overall charitable contributions have been rising from low-income earners and those on the high end.
Middle-income people give in a lot of different ways, but that's where the biggest drop in the share of people who are giving is coming. And so people are really starting to raise questions about how can you persuade those people to start giving again or giving more.
That fall in donations from middle-income earners is a problem, she says, because nonprofits need a broad base of support for stability and growth. Also, Palmer says charities are worried donations will decrease by millions of dollars because of the new tax law.
Now they're losing the tax incentive to give as well, because they're probably not going to itemize. You know, you definitely need to be more upper income to make it worth itemizing. So, you know, that's why people are especially worried about that.
Other challenges nonprofits face include adapting to new technology, such as how to protect donor information from cyber attacks. Well, the Creston Police Department reports a man wanted on three Union County warrants was arrested Wednesday afternoon. 20-year-old Tyler Heitschu of Afton was arrested at a residence in the 200 block of North Pine Street in Creston. On the warrants charging him with failure to comply with pretrial release on original charges of possession of a controlled substance first offense, failure to comply with a pretrial release on two counts of theft in the fifth degree, and failure to comply with a pretrial release on a charge of theft in the fifth. Heitschu was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,900 bond. The Madison County Sheriff's Department reports deputies on Wednesday arrested a fugitive from justice wanted out of Boone County, Arkansas. 30-year-old William Lee Alvis II was taken into custody in Truro on charges that include three counts of felony rape, two counts of Class B felony sexual assault in the second degree, and one count of Class D felony sexually grooming a child. Alvis was transported to the Madison County Jail without incident and awaiting extradition to Arkansas, where his bond was set at $50,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said two people were arrested late Monday night. Authorities said Wednesday that at around 10:45 p.m. Monday, 45-year-old Derek Allen Knopp of Avoca was arrested on an aggravated assault charge of domestic abuse assault by impeding air and or blood flow. Knopp was taken into custody at a rural residence southwest of Avoca following a reported physical altercation between Knopp and his 42-year-old wife. And at around 11:55 p.m. Monday, 55-year-old Alicia Dixon of Omaha was arrested at the Harris Casino in Council Bluffs. Dixon, who was allegedly intoxicated and being uncooperative with casino security, was arrested for disorderly conduct after she failed to provide security with her identification and refused to leave the casino floor. Sheriff's officials in Mills County reported five recent arrests yesterday. On Tuesday, 18-year-old Ethan Blake Nelson of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop on Highway 34. Sunday, 23-year-old D'Angelo Thomas Monson of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for probation violation. 23-year-old Lisa May Dueling of Omaha was arrested for two counts of possession of a controlled substance. At the same time and place, nearly the same location, 33-year-old Nicholas John Horgdahl of Glenwood was arrested for driving while barred. And on December 28th, 51-year-old Darren Keith Brooks of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for violation of probation. Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that there have been five arrests over the past week. At around 10:15 p.m. Tuesday, 44-year-old Jason Ludwig Reintz of rural Page County was arrested about 3 miles north of Yorktown on a Page County warrant for probation violation. That same day at around 11:15 a.m., Page County deputies arrested 30-year-old Michael Dean Wilson of Shenandoah. He was taken into custody at the Page County Jail on a warrant for probation violation. On December 29th, deputies arrested 30-year-old Robert Andrew Hall of rural Page County. He was taken into custody on a warrant for a sex offender registry violation. Hall posted a $5,000 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. And on December 27th, 25-year-old Joseph Ray Azevedo Williams of Clarinda was arrested at a residence in Coyne on a warrant from Page County for unauthorized use of a credit card. On December 27th, Page County deputies arrested Jason Charles Allison of Coyne for violation of an ill contact or protection order. And Page County authorities say they're asking for your help in solving a theft. A woman reported Tuesday that sometime between December 22nd and 29th, Someone took power tools, a cutting torch, and impact wrenches from a building at 1672 A Avenue. A value of the tools was not available, and anyone with information about the burglary and theft is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a truck driver from Missouri was injured Friday morning when the semi he was driving went out of control on Highway 34 due to the icy conditions. The semi, owned by Metal Culverts Incorporated of Jefferson City, Missouri, and driven by 48-year-old Brian Kiever of Skidmore, Missouri, entered the west ditch and rolled onto its side. The accident happened a little after 5 a.m. Friday. Kiever was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston for treatment of suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries. The semi sustained $10,000 damage during the rollover. Authorities say a woman died after her sport utility vehicle struck a deer Sunday in northwest Iowa. The accident happened at around 6:10 p.m. about 2 miles east of Quimby on Iowa Highway 31. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office and investigators think 21-year-old Christina Martin of Quimby was initially injured when the deer penetrated her SUV windshield. Her vehicle then ran into a roadside ditch. Martin died after being blown to a hospital in Sioux City. The incident was the second type fatality reported in 1 week. On Sunday, December 23rd, a woman from eastern Iowa died when a deer hit by an SUV crashed through the passenger side of the windshield of the vehicle she was in and struck her. 57-year-old Donna Kathleen Smith of Walford, who was a passenger in the vehicle, died at the scene. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City woman accused of helping a man rob a bank in Lamars has pleaded not guilty. Plymouth County District Court records say 35-year-old Karen Merrick entered written pleas last week to charges of robbery, theft, conspiracy to commit robbery, conspiracy to commit felony theft, accessory after the fact, and eluding or attempting to elude law enforcement. Her trial date has not yet been set. Authorities say Merrick drove a U-Haul van used as the getaway vehicle after the December 12th robbery at the Iowa State Bank. Officers managed to flatten the van's tires and arrest Merrick and 32-year-old Philip White, who's also of Sioux City. White has yet to enter his pleas. A judge has scheduled a hearing later this month to announce his verdict in the trial of a man accused of killing his sister in northwest Iowa. District Judge Jeffrey Neary had presided over the non-jury trial of 36-year-old Thomas Bibler, who was charged with first-degree murder and other crimes in connection with the June 11, 2016 stabbing death of 27-year-old Shannon Bogue of Lamars. Bibler was arrested that day after a short standoff at his apartment in Lamars. He testified that he took a prescription sleep aid and other medications the night his sister died and didn't remember what happened. Neary set January 18th as the date for a hearing in Lamars. A Sioux City native who survived sexual abuse in the Catholic Church hopes bringing his experience to the public will encourage more people to come forward. Tim Lennon, with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, said he was raped by a clergy member in 1960. He says when he reported it to the diocese more than 30 years later, he received a vague letter that did not offer an apology or any help. Lennon spoke to a small crowd in Sioux City this past weekend, calling for the Sioux City Diocese to release the names of clergy members who have been accused of abuse.
So many suffer alone and never come forward. So when there's public notice of a predator or of sexual abuse, it provides an opportunity for victims to step forward or to tell their family, their friends, or a counselor.
Lennon says Iowa's laws about sexual abuse need to be reformed.
So many victims bury memories for decades, and laws such as statute of limitations limits their ability to seek justice or have consequence for predators.
The statute of limitations, or the amount of time it takes to bring legal action, is 10 years for sexual abuse in Iowa. Lennon is also calling for the resignation of former Sioux City Bishop Daniel DiNardo as head of U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The cardinal has been accused of covering up clergy sexual abuse in Sioux City and in Houston. The Sioux City diocese was not available for a comment. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.